Welcome to ERN. We hope you enjoy the show.
Well, I'm talking to Paul McDonald, Senior Executive Director at the Robert Half Company. And we're talking about the fact that it's time we all work happy. They've got that trademark. They did a study, Happiness in the Workplace. It's a research study. It's one of the largest ever conducted. They research, talked to 12,000 people to find out what does it mean to be happy in the workplace. So during the commercial break, I was talking to Paul about the fact that most of the people that work for me right now are ladies. And it used to be that they were all guys because I wanted my tribe with me because I'm a car guy. Found out Paul's a car guy too. But I wanted my tribe. But guess what? My tribe, my car guy tribe, they didn't have the attention to detail. And as I slowly converted to where I found the attention to detail, ladies have the attention to detail. I don't know what it is. You know, I know in your business, you were a CPA at a certain point, or you still are, I guess. That's attention.
Well, I worked in the accounting profession for 3.5 years. Yes.
So, but that's an attention to detail kind of guy already. And so, but I have converted and I not with, you know, not even thinking about it, to where I have now almost all women working for me. And a lot of what I do is in the automotive industry, oddly enough. And most of them could care less about cars. But guess what? The job that they do for me has, you know, I have this craziness that I have to always be ready, like Sully. I always got to be ready for when the emergency happens. And it'll probably never happen till I've, you know, like Sully, he was, you know, 20,000 hours of flying till one day he hits a flock of Canadian geese. So here's my question for you, back to your study, which I want to get a copy of this study because I need to make sure that my employees are happy. I'm happy because I'm the boss. But we were talking about male versus female. Who's happy? Who's not happy? Why are they happier? Do you get to any of that in your study?
We touched upon it, yes, most definitely, Alan. And we found that men feel a little happier at work because they are able to have more influence. Mm. And maybe that's because there's more supervisors in the men category of the 12,000. You know, 55% of the men said that they felt a little more influence, 47% of the women. But the other thing is that, when we really looked at the results, the female population may have a few more responsibilities. I mean, that's just the fact of life. They have responsibilities at work, whatever position they're in, some in supervisory, some in staff roles. The other thing is that maybe there's more things to do at home.
Right.
Maybe there's a family involved. And that creates stress.
Right.
And I guess the net of the study was the stress meant more stress equals less happiness. So the takeaway is, how are you going to help your employees through that stress if you're a company?
Right.
What are you doing to relieve the stress? Can you, are you making sure people are getting appreciated? A little spot bonus for a job that exceeds expectations goes a long way.
Yeah.
Time off, unexpected time off. It's the spot bonus that helps tremendously because, unfortunately, bonuses sometimes, if they're written into a offer letter, they're expected.
Yeah.
Christmas is coming up. The holiday's coming up. The bonus might be expected, but a spot bonus goes a long way.
You know, it's funny. I got to tell you a story. You know, this happened to me the other day. One of my employees, she was concerned about how she was going to get to the airport for the holidays. And she says, I got all these, and I said, I go, we'll take you. Don't worry about it. She goes, but then, time off and the hours. And I'm like, look, I'm going to give you 5 days paid off. Go. And she goes, oh my gosh, you're so nice. I didn't give you a house. I gave you 5 days paid off. Just go have fun. And she was like, she was like completely beside herself. And for me, it was the easiest thing. I could see she was fretting. So I think what you're saying to me, Paul, is the little things, the little sweet things that we can do, whether it be for our family or our employees, it works both ways. It's the little things in life that make a big difference, especially in the workforce.
That's for sure. And you're celebrating, their contributions by giving them those little things. You're providing a work-life balance if you give them time off unexpectedly.
Yeah.
you know, it just, it creates, and by the way, then what happens is that person stays with you because they know you care. You value them.
Yep.
And you're not just talking the talk, you're walking the walk along with it.
All right. I'm playing Queen, We Will Rock You, because with this information, now, people, we will rock our customers, our families, our employees, our clients. You can find out more about this at roberthalf.com. Pretty simple. Is there a special place they should look for this happiness in the workplace study?
Most definitely. It's roberthalf.com/it's time we all work happy.
There you go. Paul McDonald, you're the best. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Alan.
Okay, now it's time, people. Get out there and rock the world. Make a difference. Show people what you're really made out of, and it'll pay back in spades. I'm Alan Taylor for Inc. Radio. See you next week. Waving your banner all over the place.